First and foremost, as was our commitment to you every single morning last week, we continue that this week, which is, of course, giving you an update on how your commute will look this morning. I mentioned to you yesterday that the lady who assists me in my home, who she happens to be a sweep star, is stubborn. I keep telling her to stay home. She keeps saying, no, I don't stay in a neighborhood where the taxi violence is happening. I don't have to go on that route, so I'll be fine. And then yesterday she actually happened to mention, remember we spoke to Golden Arrow yesterday, and I said to her, how did you get to work? You keep insisting to come to work. I said to you, I'll pay you if you stay home. And she says, no, that's okay. I'm on the Golden Arrow bus. But she said, you know, it's damn expensive. So she said, you know, I'm not in the region where the taxi routes actually operate, but it doesn't actually, it's actually immaterial. It would seem even on my route, there are no taxis. So nobody wants to be out there and at risk of potentially being under attack. And so she's forced to take the Golden Arrow and she finds it very expensive. We know that in Cape Town, we are on the back foot on public transport insofar as our train services have been very poor, particularly over the last year and a half, 2 years. And of course, the bus services were very vulnerable, particularly to protest action and, of course, attacks under these kinds of taxi wars. And therefore, my next guest is going to help us get a little bit of understanding of what improvements have taken place on the rail system. She's the spokesperson for Metro Rail Western Cape. Joins us again, Rihanna Scott, to help us understand exactly what services are available, particularly over these 2 months during which 70% of the commuter traffic will have to be redirected from minibus taxis over to rail and bus. Rihanna, welcome back to the show. How are you this morning?
Very well yourself, Rafael.
I'm good and sadly privileged, so I don't have to deal with this, but many people do. Help me understand, how is Metro Rail, have there been any adjustments to Metro Rail service provision? The last time we spoke, you were telling us about the fact that, particularly from a COVID perspective, we had, and of course from the level four restrictions perspective, we had limited staff in many of your, on many of your lines. Has any of that changed since we've moved to level three?
Yes, we're very, very grateful. It was almost 2 weeks that we were without about 20 critical train operating staff members. And these members were exposed to a possible COVID case and they had to self-isolate. So although we could clean the facilities and disinfect them overnight and during the weekend, they had to self-isolate. Thankfully, no infections. So we're very, very grateful for that. So we've recovered from that, and from Monday we were able to expand our northern service exactly to assist commuters in the northern on the northern line. And what we've done is we've extended our peaks, so we have increased the train trips from 14 in the area to 45, and these, of course, include the Malmesbury and the Worcester service. So we've instituted a shuttle service, and I must say it's a train shuttle service because I get people asking whether it's a bus shuttle. No, sure. Trains can shuttle.
Yes.
And between Wellington and Kraaifontein, we operated 15 trips, and then between Cape Town and Kraaifontein, and this is via Monte Vista, we operated 26 trips. So it went very well. We had very few cancellations, and it was well patronized. So I'm glad people are coming back to rail. Because it is a very affordable mode of transport for people that are cash strapped.
It certainly is. I'm sure you heard my introduction talking about how, you know, people that I know are, you know, forced to take Golden Arrow appreciate it, but it's becoming a little bit costly for them. So Metro Rail is significantly cheaper, yes?
Yes, yeah. We are affordable. We prefer to say not cheap. But
excuse
we're
me,
most affordable.
More affordable, yes. Okay, cool. Help me understand, the Wellington Kraaifontein, you said you've got 15 trips, and then the Cape Town, the Cape Town route, you said Cape Town Kraaifontein is 26. What is that a change from? What were the numbers before?
Before we could only operate 14, and we've now up to 45. So we've extended our, our peaks, which is what we, Golden Arrow will do the same. You'll know whenever we have strikes and things like that, we just continue operating until everybody has been assisted.
Rihanna, just to disabuse my ignorant mind, what's the earliest rail service?
Soon. We start picking up people at about between 3 and 4, and I think our first trains go out at from 5 o'clock onwards.
Okay. So, all right. So that's definitely taking care of people who need to get to work, you know, at a particular hour. I'm asking only because, you know, that's obviously the one thing that I'm curious about, because I've always known, you know, that the taxis tend to be much more flexible with respect to if a person is super early, then they'll kind of avail themselves if they've got enough patronage. But then the second thing I'm curious about is safety. Have there been any increases to safety staff personnel oversight at the railway stations and along the railway line?
Well, we were very, very grateful that no incidents were reported, and this is in the main due to our Protection Services Contract Security and the Rapid Rail Response Unit coordinating and supporting us. And we've also capitalized on any staff escorts or any escorts, blue light escorts, that was put in by local law enforcement to get our staff, because obviously they operate outside curfew hours.
That's right.
And we have to fetch them from those affected areas. So very, very, it went very well. No incidents reported, and we were even able to make an arrest near Balville, mm-hmm. near the Balville station, for a suspected cable theft. So the first day went very, very well. This morning is off to a good start as well.
That's great news. And I'm so grateful to hear that your staff are well taken care of, because I remember when we spoke last, that was one of the issues, right? Was that the same taxi violence that makes people need rail is the same taxi violence that keeps your staff from getting to work. So there's a solution.
Absolutely.
That's been found. Okay.
Unlike taxis, it's not a matter of just the driver getting into the vehicle and going. I did give the analogy before. It's like the control center at the airport. You have a whole back end and support function before people can get into a train, or before the train driver can pick up his train and go. It has to be scheduled, all of the safety and operating rules to be followed. So it's not quite as easy, therefore not as flexible as a minibus.
All right. Happy to hear that it's much more patronized. You're not thinking that maybe in about a month's time or 3 weeks' time it will be too full?
Well, we watch with interest.
Okay.
Because I think people, it's getting used to, you know, people don't like change. But we watch it. We monitor every morning, every afternoon, and we give feedback and we check the stats. Also with a view to see where we can adjust if we have to, but so far so good, and we really, really hope for our commuters' sake it continues.
Likewise. Rihanna Scott, thank you so much. Spokesperson for Metro Rail in the Western Cape. You can get out onto the rails. 45 operating routes on during the extended peaks as opposed to 14. That's a very big ramping up.